Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. I believe it is. I forgot. Can't remember, but it is a live show for you today. Today is a Thursday, and it is October the 9th, 2017. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. You could be doing something else, and I just would ask that you excuse me. Today was a very, very, very busy day. We'll share some of that with you, and looking forward to today's show. But before we do that, everyone, please, let's get into some of the administrative duties that are necessary for us, in order for us to continue to meet the way that we've been meeting here on Black Talk Radio Network. It is essential. It is necessary. It is extremely important. It is a high priority that we start to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Why? Because Black Talk Radio Network really is a grassroots organization and platform where you can share like ideas and you can build, you can ensure that your overall self-determination in your self-determination and sovereignty can be adhered to by you and others and shared with others. Why is that so important? Because in mainstream media, that is never the agenda. It is always the overall agenda of perpetuating the objective of the mainstream media and who facilitates their existence and their sponsorship. So here at Black Talk Radio Network, this is a grassroots organization because there is no mainstream media or corporate sponsors that contribute to ensure that we talk about what they want us to speak about. They don't give us a script. Scotty doesn't give scripts. Just come in and do your thing, and that is a grassroots. So this network was put together with you in mind to serve your overall needs. So please give some of your financial energy. Go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to do what it has been doing and going forward. Also, another way in which you can support the network is by going to the webpage, the homepage. You'll see a capital B with a black background that will bring you into the link so that you can become a member of the social media outlet network that Black Talk Radio Network has put together, known as BTR Community. BTR Community is, once again, is a social media outlet where you can engage in all of your social media activities, like the ones that you do in the other mainstream ones, such as tweeting and twitting and Fedbook, and which is they give a corporate name of Facebook, but I say that there's something much more to it, like Fedbook. You can actually get, participate in your overall social media activities without being adversely affected or as adversely affected, and the assurance that your overall information, this is one thing that will be guaranteed, that your information will not be sold to any bidder.
Hey, Dave.
Other places don't make that claim and won't make that claim. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, while we on the subject of Facebook and in social media communities, I don't know if you saw the latest crazy news to come out of Facebook, but they're asking people to submit homemade porn photos to
them
so they can combat revenge porn. Well, I thought porn wasn't allowed on your family-friendly platform. Yeah. So
exactly.
You know? That tripped me out.
But that did too, Scotty, and it was one of the things I was thinking about posting that, because I'm telling you, the system is preparing everyone, and that overall media outlet is a very strong and influential objective directive. What I mean by objective directive, they're serving the overall directives for the objective to be met. The reason why one of the things that they want to do that is they want you to view that platform as the overall gospel of your life. And they want to tell you now what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. I couldn't believe when I saw that in order to combat revenge. That's ridiculous. If someone does that, that's the problem that they have. So now you see, one of the things that they're doing is that they're breaking down your resistance and so that you will have where your free will always be told to you as to what's acceptable. If you want to do that, you can, you know, send that type of texting and everything else to anybody you want. Why would you want to put that on Facebook? Because they're setting you up for failure. This is the system at its best.
Hey,
and it's appalling to individuals that aren't a part of the system. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
How do we know Mark Zuckerberg ain't planning on setting up his own porn site and making some money with them videos you willingly gave to
him? Well, they are, because can you imagine? Let me give you this clue. You remember when the cell phones were really, really small when they first came out? They were starting to make them smaller and smaller. Right? You know what started the overall cell phone screens to get so big to where you're carrying around a flat screen in your pocket, basically? It was the porn industry. Once the porn industry took off, then they wanted to have a screen big enough for that industry, and that's what drove the size of the overall phone. Once again, when they do that on FedBook, they are getting advertisements for that new content. That is porn. And see, the thing is, now they're telling you that it's not that when it comes by the overall directives of the institutions themselves, which is a form of the governments themselves. I mean, I really couldn't believe when I saw that, Scotty. I was like, they can't be this bold, this overt. Yes, they are. And individuals will probably buy that hook, line, and sinker. They're setting everyone up. And this is what they're doing. They're saying, oh, you could do it. Go ahead and do it. But should you do it? What's really behind that? That platform is one of the reasons why we got to get off of this. You can use it for whatever you want to use it for. That's great. It's you know, some people can find some use with it, but there you have to know what you're doing there. Now imagine when you do that, who is going to see that? Any and everybody. This is where you'll be adversely affected by that. Can't believe it. Can't believe it. So, but this is, history tells us this is what happens. So, you know, I'm not surprised. I am actually seeing that this is right on time for where the system usually starts to interject things for the future events that are going to be coming. So, yes, Scotty, that was a That was a doozy. That was a big one. So, you know, we all need to know those things. This is why membership in BTR community is so essential. For only $24 a year, you can engage in your social media activities and actually not have to worry about data mining, not having to worry about someone actually selling your identity. So come on over to BTR Community, social media network that was put together with you in mind for your overall objective. So be a part of it in the members only. That means that the looky-loos, a lot of people think that Fedbook and Facebook is free. No, there's a hefty charge on it. One of the charges is what Scotty just talked about. They want you nude. And there's advertisement dollars that go along with that, and you're paying for it. You're providing everything for them, and they're marketing it, and they are benefit from it. Facebook is nothing more than crowdfunding in the reverse way. You're the crowd that provides the funds and get paid nothing in return. Speaking of crowdfunding, I tell you about one that's so necessary. It was in a very long meeting with that organization today, and very, very pleased and happy about the developments. Phenomenal. But listen, be a member in BTR Community. You can go to www.btrcommunity, or on the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network, you will see the capital B with the black background. Hit it. $24 a month. It supports Black Talk Radio Network, and that's what is necessary. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, definitely you can go to ProsperityMint.com. ProsperityMint.com is a full-service precious metal company. Check out what's in inventory there. Get real money. Even though you're not paid as a king or queen or the lady and the gentleman, you definitely can save as one. So definitely please do that. And before you do it, make sure you, when you're ready to make a purchase, look at the inventory online. Before you purchase online, before you do that, please email info@prosperitymint.com. It's to your benefit, okay? info@prosperitymint.com. There's some things that you should know about the buying process before you engage in that. Want to make sure that you know those things, okay? All right. Also, everyone, speaking of the crowdfunding, and today's show is going to be about cryptocurrencies, and definitely have to get into this. I was actually with the crowdfunding principles today for Coins of Change, the overall platform. For those of you that are in it now, you came in when it was first starting, and they were inundated with a lot of different problems and different things, but that was, you know, that was the inconvenience. The overall crowdfunding opportunity from this is phenomenal, because what happens here in this organization, if you're not familiar with it, you can text me 951-790-8330, or you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail, and I will make sure that you get the information. I'm going to be holding conference calls. I actually sat with the principals today to establish policy going forward. Phenomenal meeting. Actually had to leave early because of got to get on air. And some of the things that's going to be, some remarkable changes are going to be made within that platform. But here's how it works. Crowdfunding, what Coins of Change is really about is where crowdfunding and the cryptocurrency world come together. And because of that, the overall value of that is phenomenal. Now, the cryptocurrencies, we'll have a show about that. You will be paid in cryptocurrencies, which is a great, great thing that then you can transfer into what it is that you would like to transfer it into. You can, you know, pay off your bills. You can acquire assets, one of the things that I definitely suggest that you do. But what's so great about this platform, for only $50 worth of Bitcoin, you can start and gain so much. You can also have a tenth of a Bitcoin part of the gold matrix in the overall payout after you reach the pinnacle is in the millions and also in the silver for the $50 worth of Bitcoin is also. I met with people from around the country, in the region of Texas, not the country. One is from the outside the around it. It was just Texas people. And it's phenomenal, the overall, how this thing is going to be growing. The network is changing and growing. It's going to be made much easier, convenient, and the overall projections of where this is going is huge. And I'm going to get into that once we get into the show. So just wanted to say that. So we're going to really quickly, we're going to jump into what's in the news. Scotty is going to just read. I posted a couple of things because I was kind of busy today. I didn't get into a lot of stuff, but we're going to be talking about the cryptocurrency space and why should we be engaging in it for future events. I say yes to use that leverage, and you'll see why once we talk about it. Phenomenal opportunity and what's going on in that space, and why is that a measure of preparing? Because actually the new economy is going to be based off of it, but I want you to be in a position of advantage as this thing starts to grow. I think that we won't see the malevolent or the overt malevolent side of that for a while. So I want you to gain as much as you possibly can for the price point and the entry points that are available right now will never be available again, in my opinion, because of where things are going. So with that being said, we're going to jump into what's in the news, and then we'll jump into today's show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star. I won't be able to see you because I'm currently driving. I have a long way to
I got you, Dave.
To go. Yeah. So just say excuse me, because Scotty, after you read the news, there may be some things that you need to take care of. Don't worry, you don't have to monitor this. For all the callers, when you come in, just say excuse me, Dave, and I'll hear you and I will go to you. All right, so we're going to go to Scotty. We're going to hit what's in the news, and then we're going to jump into today's show.
All right.
All ready to go, Scotty. Thank you, brother.
All right, you're welcome. The first story that Dave posted comes from the official source at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs for Saudi Arabia, or the House of Saud, as I like to call it. Here's a brief excerpt. It says, official source at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Saudi nationals visiting or residing in Lebanon are asked to leave the country as soon as possible. Due to the situations in the Republic of Lebanon, the official source at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated that the Saudi nationals visiting or residing in Lebanon are asked to leave the country as soon as possible. The kingdom advised all citizens not to travel to Lebanon from any other international destinations. Again, that is from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs from the House of Saud. Next story. Five popular orange juice brands that tested positive for Monsanto's glyphosate. Here's an excerpt, and this comes to you from WakingTimes.com. Two samples of five major U.S. brands of orange juice, including Tropicana and Minute Maid, tested positive in lab results for contamination with Monsanto's cancer-causing chemical. Say that again.
Glyphosate, yes.
Something like it. It's spelled GLYPHOSATE. Says moms across America reported the average American consumes about 2.7 gallons of orange juice per year since 2015, according to the USDA food statistics. So that's very important news there. Again, it's tested. These brands have tested positive for Monsanto's cancer-causing chemicals. All right, next story. This comes to you from AlJazeera.com. And Dave, if you want to add anything extra, just let me know, because you may have some insights on it that you want to share real quickly, and I'll pause.
Yeah, I will. I will, real quick, on the House of Saud, that was critical because countries only tell their citizens to come out of a country before they engage them militarily. Mm-hmm. That is, and so why is that important? Because I see that the overall Middle East is about to be restructured and is going to be restructured by war, and that is going to, the restructuring of that is going to be war that is going to have U.S. citizens or our young sons and daughters, our babies going over there to engage in that confrontation that is going to spread, in my opinion, globally. Now, important part about that is that the U.S. and the EU is backing Lebanon. Wow.
Really?
Saudi has already, yes. The U.S., I put it out yesterday, Scotty, when you get a chance, just go through and you can see, and I'm going to tell you where that story came from. It came from express.co.uk, yesterday's story. It was the second story that I posted from there where the U.S. and the EU is backing Lebanon. What is happening, ladies and gentlemen, we are moving into the overall cusp of confusion before they bring the chaos. And now Saudi, the House of Saud was actually being is actually being supported by the U.S. and its overall purge that's going on right now, and they support them for their confrontation with Iran. But in this case, why is this happening? This is what happens. This is the art of deception. This is the art of disguise for this whole thing. So, yes, I posted that story yesterday, and the U.S. and the EU is backing Lebanon, and Saudi Arabia is actually going to, in my opinion, engage Lebanon by way of really engaging Iran. This whole thing is going to explode, and believe me, there will be U.S. soldiers, boots on the ground there, and that we need to prepare for, because this thing is going to be, you know, it is going to grow into such a confused state that people will just be trying to make it through different things, and they won't be looking at, wait a minute, what is really going on here? They actually have schooled everyone to buy their overall program. You know, Uncle Sam is one of the uncles you never want to come to the party. And that is going to be something that we're going to be dealing with in the very, very near future. Why? Because the overall economic paradigm is changing from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. So they're going to be fighting for assets to control the economies going forward. You have to be prepared for that. We have to get our families and those, you know, our young people prepared for that. So wanted just to give you that information, because this whole thing in Saudi Arabia, as well as in the Korean Peninsula, as well in Africa, on the continent, and as well as in South America and in Europe, is all unfolding for the overall start of World War III that's going to turn into global nuclear war. One. Now, one of the things that Scotty talked about with the Roundup from Monsanto, this is purposely being done, and I think it has a lot to do with a lot of the fads that people are following in today's world and making them ill at the same time. One of the ways that you conquer a nation is that you first have to intoxify them so that they can't think for themselves, and they can't make a determination, and that they will always, always rely on their overall prevailing orders. And people will be having backpacks going right to the FEMA regions and doing exactly what the system wants. And this is one of the ways that they do it. They intoxify your food. So know these things. Be aware of these things and protect yourselves accordingly, because this is real. They are telling you these things, so it's not even a conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy agenda. What you do with that information is up to you. Very, very important. So go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, that chemical again that has been found in those five popular brands of orange juice is glyphosate, and it's a broad spectrum systemic herbicide and crop desiccant. It is an organophosphorus compound, specifically a phosphophonate. It is used to kill weeds, especially annual broadleaf weeds and grasses that compete with crops. So again, as was stated by the article, this chemical has been known to cause cancer. So why are they using it in the first place on food? So it's crazy, man.
Poison, they always make poison taste sweet.
Yeah. Next story. Again, Dave, any of these stories, I'm gonna try to go through them quickly, but anything that stands out to you, you want to comment on, just let me know. The next story, we're keeping in the Middle East. The UAE is plotting to wage financial war on Qatar. Revealed, a United Arab Emirates plan to attack Qatar's financial system has been revealed in a folder of an email account belonging to the UAE ambassador to the United States, Yusuf Al-Atiba. The Intercept, a U.S.-based investigative website, obtained the folder and exposed the plot, which involves an attack on Qatar's currency using bonds and derivatives manipulation. And that is posted on aljazeera.com. again, all the stories are in Dave's thread for today's show, which is 11/9/2017. Next story, five financial rules to live by. This comes to you from fool.com. says, five financial rules to live by. More than 75% of all Americans are breaking one key rule. 1. Spend less than you earn. 2. Institute a 24-hour rule for big purchases. 3. Get on the same page with your spouse. 4. Save for a rainy day. And 5. Prioritize your retirement savings. What do you think about those five financial rules, Dave?
It's fantastic, because one, we always have to become prodigious savers. I say this is some of the three things that I live by for financially. One, you want to control, invest, and leverage. What Scotty just read, yes, absolute must. We must seek value over price. We must diminish our consumerism and promote our overall controlling of resources. We must be not price sensitive, but value aware. Those principles that were laid out, phenomenal principles that you definitely should live by. And I would add this one thing: you pay yourself first, because you are the one that created the energy for you to bring in the overall form of cash payment or the form of money, because some people do require that they get paid in money. Some people require that they get, some people are paid in a currency, some people are paid in money. You pay yourself first, because before you pay anyone else, you pay yourself first. Because if you don't, you put yourself in a position to where you are making someone else sustainable at your own expense. You can't have that. You created the energy that is the return for your payment. You have to pay yourself first. So very, very important. I love those principles. So necessary, especially in today's world. And we're definitely going to talk about investing and leveraging, very, very important, and then controlling in today's, but we're going to talk about it from a standpoint of the cryptocurrencies. Very, very important. So great article there, Scotty.
Next story from Bloomberg.com. China to substantially ease access to financial industry. China pledged to keep nudging open the door to its mammoth financial industry, but it will do so at its own pace. On Thursday, amid a slew of Sino, maybe Dave, you can tell us what that is, S-I-N-O-U-S, Sino-U-S?
Yes.
Okay, let me continue. Let me finish the excerpt. On Thursday, amid a slew of Sino-U-S deal-making during President Donald Trump's visit to China, the foreign ministry said entry barriers to sectors such as banking, insurance, security, and funds will be substantially eased. That will happen in accordance to China's own timetable and roadmap, the ministry said, following a meeting between Trump and his counterpart, Xi Jinping. Dave?
Yes.
Can you give us some insight?
Yes, very, very important. What's happening is that China is positioning itself for through the One Belt, One Road, or known as the New Silk Road. And this is where it's in the best financial interest of China to look after itself. One of the things that is pressing is that China will not allow its overall interest to be compromised by Taiwan, by the U.S. with Taiwan, by the U.S. Not maintaining the agreements that China has set forth with Taiwan being one, but its overall business influence. This is critical because this is actually coming about because of this reason. China, Russia, the BRIC nations, the ASEAN nations, and the ASEAN nations, which will go over to China fully, in my opinion, the BRIC nations will establish a new economic system for the world that's in the world's best interest. And they, the rest of the world, is waiting for that overall prudence to actually be set forth. And it's also known as, you remember when Donald Trump was talking about America first and everything else? Well, they want to have a multinational approach instead of a few individual countries being the overall developers and having a hegemony over the global economy, basically destroying the petrodollar and destroying the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency of the world. They wanted to have where countries based off of their production of energy, their production of a labor force, their natural resources, that will be determined the economic wherewithal. And those countries should be trading among themselves in their own individual currencies to strengthen those currencies, and they be the direct beneficiaries of it all. Basically, they want to be able to have autonomy over their economy and have crowdfunding that benefits the member states. This is why crowdfunding is so, so important. That's what the New Silk Road is all about. That's what the One Belt, One Road system that China is pushing is all about. And this is going to definitely, it's already taken shape. Now the only thing that is going to completely push it to full fruition is the war.
Hmm.
And the war is going to be necessary for that to push it to, because there are a few countries, as you already know, that do not want the system that's already in place that has the dollar as the dollar hegemony, where everyone has to go to the middleman through SWIFT systems and everything else has to go to them. Everyone pays Uncle Sam's taxes. They don't want it. And in order for that to happen, in order for the New Silk Road or the One Belt, One Road development to come to full fruition, Uncle Sam has to lay down. And the only way that that's going to happen, you've already seen when other countries drop the petrodollar, what happens to them. This is going to be by force. And the rest of the world is positioning itself because the U.S. is going to be the one that forces the issue, know that this is not going to happen. And this is where they start sanctioning, and this is where they have their financial jackals go out and have economic hits on economies. This is where they'll resort to all things. And when all other things fail, the overall war play is going to be brought into place. The article that Scotty worked about Qatar being overtly attacked is actually those jackals. That is the actions of the jackals. And the rest of the world is aligning themselves strategically to say we don't have to take this anymore. And I wouldn't even be surprised if there is a preemptive attack to engage this overall war. So, and then that, ladies and gentlemen, is not off of the table at all. But of course, it all is a part of the program. So,
I got a couple of more. We got a couple of more financial stories, and then a couple of prepping stories that we'll share.
Okay.
So this is on this financial story. Hong Kong is now under the control of China. Isn't that correct, Dave?
Yes, it's been that way since 1996.
Okay, so this is about a Hong Kong-based company called WeLab, which is a financial technology company which is headquartered in Hong Kong, and they've been making some pretty big moves. So it says that this comes to you from TechCrunch. It says financial tech startup WeLab raises $220 million from investors, including Alibaba, the IFC, and Credit Suisse. WeLab, a financial tech startup that operates online lending platforms in Hong Kong and China, has raised $220 million in combined equity and debt financing. The round, which WeLab says is its Series B plus, brings its total funding so far to $425 million. Again, investors include the Alibaba Hong Kong Entrepreneurs Fund, the World Bank's International Finance Corporation, and Credit Suisse, which also acted as the round's placement agency. So it's moves being made there. What do you think about that, Dave?
Critical. That's the overall platform of the world walking away from.
Okay.
The U.S. dollar. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
That's okay. That's the world walking away from the U.S. dollar. And believe me, when they make these deals, the U.S. dollar by way of SWIFT will not get any form of payment or residuals, or they won't be able to tax them and be a part of the overall trade that goes on. That means that the U.S. economy is going to continue to suffer, and that is going to be the overall, in my opinion, one of the major precipices for the enactment of a war.
Next story comes to you from Business Insider. It's talking about Shaquille O'Neal, how spending $1 million in one day changed my financial strategy forever. In 1992, the legendary NBA superstar Shaquille O'Neal, then only 20 years old, made a financial mistake that forever changed the way he handled his money. Shaq stopped by Business Insider to talk about his collaboration with home security technology company Ring to raise awareness about how homeowners can better protect their property this holiday season. Shaq recently kicked off a campaign with Ring CEO Jamie Siminoff around protecting holiday package deliveries, specifically as National Package Protection Day approaches on November 29th. It also has a video. The reason that I think this story is relevant is because we've had conversations on Tando Radio Show about the financial, if these professional athletes who come into a lot of this money at an early age, if they are investing their money wisely and what have you. So there you have Shaq admitting that he blew $1 million in one day. I think he spent it on a couple of $500,000 vehicles that depreciated as soon as they, you know, drove off the car lot.
Yep.
All right. Next story.
Wow.
Conspiracy theories and doomsday predictions aside, prepping is fundamentally the practice of being prepared for whatever may come. Everyone is a prepper,
right,
but it is to what degree you want to be prepared, said Terry Schuthius, a local prepper. The oldest adage is, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. So you pick and choose what you need to do. Water, fire, shelter, food, the basic necessities. If you can cover those, you're gold. And that comes to you from dcourier.com. And y'all can check out the rest of that article. The next story. Let me see this one. Three compelling reasons for families to keep a survival seed bank. This comes to you from digitaljournal.com. One of the most immediate concerns in a survival or disaster situation is the availability of food. Many people depend too much on meals ready to eat. That's those Army issue MREs.
Right.
You can buy them. The public can buy them. You'll find them at like some of these military supply stores, places like that. You also purchase them online. But they are not really suitable for the long run. Those who keep a survival seed bank will fare much better. These smart preppers can use the seeds to grow fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs in their survival garden, thereby giving them access to a continuous food supply long after others have run out of MRE. So that was reason number one. Reason number two, grow food whenever, wherever. Growing survival food is possible as long as preppers have some good seeds and a small area to plant them. As soon as a prepper family has settled into their survival shelter off the grid, they can begin planting quick to grow crops to sustain themselves. It also helps preppers to know which specific plants can be grown in the spring, summer, fall, and winter season so they can produce food all year long. And reason number three, thrive on fresh, nutritious foods. Just because there's a crisis doesn't mean preppers can no longer eat healthy foods. One of the best benefits of survival seeds is their ability to produce fresh, nutritious foods, produce, even when times are tough. Preppers who carry a survival seed bank can thrive on healthy foods and not have to worry about their nutrition despite being in a survival situation. And did you have any comments before I hit this last story?
No, absolutely. So true. One of the things that I always suggest is that always prepared, never scared. I don't prepare for one thing. What I try to do is I always try to have the overall principles of preparing, being what I call the table of preparedness: food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. And that way you will be able to respond to anything that comes to you and be able to endure it for a significant time period. Having food set up, and one of the things that the system, let me tell you this, one of the things that the system always tells you is that they want you to be prepared with a backpack. Because I'm going to tell you why. Because then that backpack you'll strap on your back and go to your nearest FEMA region place, because that won't be enough. That's what this system really pushes, and it wants you. They want to tell you how to prepare. And what are they going to tell you? The wrong thing to do.
And this, Dave,
they're tricky.
This reminds me of a question from a Tando radio show in the past couple of weeks about what type of seeds should they get, Dave? Heirloom seeds,
definitely.
Right? Can you tell them the difference?
What's the difference? Oh, my goodness, Scotty. Yeah, go ahead.
No, will you please explain to them why they want to pick heirloom seeds?
No, you're absolutely right. That is so important. Because I call heirloom seeds the seeds that the great creator has actually structured, like you. You're an heirloom, meaning that you can reproduce and have an offspring that maintain the overall sustainability of your lineage. Mm-hmm. Well, seeds are living, the things that give off seeds are living entities that have that same capability. Whenever you have man-induced sterilization, that comes because of the chemical changing of the seed itself.
Mm-hmm. GMOs,
it
right?
It no longer has this. It's a GMO. It no longer has life. And Brother Davis, great, great show yesterday. And Brother Davis talks about this. Sister Davis talks about it. Heirloom seeds are a must because they are able to replenish themselves. You can take those seeds and from the overall actual fruit or whatever is seeding, you can replenish that and it will grow with you again. You have to have heirloom seeds. They're also known as non-hybrid seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Non-hybrid seeds.
One thing I would add that they did not mention. Now, they did talk about herbs. Now, what kind of herbs are they talking about? Are they talking about spices and stuff to, you know, make your food taste better? I think they may be talking about, and we'll have to go deeper into the article for those that want to go to btrcommunity.com and look up Dave's thread for today. But medicinal herbs, whether we're talking about cannabis, whether we're talking about peppermint, you know, which can be used for oral hygiene and what have you. Yeah, you should also
for swelling, pain relief.
Yeah, cannabis is good for non-GMO. Again, we talking about non-GMO stuff, but cannabis seeds, if you can get a hold of some cannabis seeds, those are good pain relievers for that situation for when the grid goes down.
Yes.
All right.
And, you know, that's critical, that's critical, Scotty, that you say about that, because for every disease that man creates, the great creator has given us a herb to cure it. And we've lost that ability, because what we've done is that we've been taught to go to the doctor for a prescription of a what?
Mm-hmm.
Of a pharmaceutical chemical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Nothing natural about it at all. And that is destroying. We're going to get something synthetic that's destroying our natural bodies. Very, very important that we stay within the overall sustainable forces, energies of life. And that would be what the great creator has already set forth. So
this
great,
is the
great
last
part
story.
There. That's the only thing I would say with that, Scotty.
This is the last story. This comes to you from telegraph.co.uk. I fear U.S. is planning a preemptive strike. South Korea's top war prepper more worried about Trump than Kim. Here's the excerpt. For years, Woo Sung Yup was a lone voice in the wilderness, warning fellow South Koreans to prepare for impending doom. But as tensions with North Korea rapidly escalate, he is no longer mocked. Mr. Woo, 44, has become the face of the South's war preppers, a growing band of urban disaster specialists who keep survival bags laden with essentials that they can grab at a moment's notice to one of the country's many nuclear fallout shelters. In recent months, he has seen a surge in interest in his online forum, Survival 21, founded in 2010 to discuss how to stay alive during war, disaster, or nuclear holocaust. Close to 20,000, among them teenagers, old people, business executives, professors, and students, have now signed up. Many members profess their worries, the former office worker told The Telegraph in an interview. The main question today is, will a war break out in Korea? And if so, when will that be? So that is the last article about a prepper who was being mocked, but now people are starting to see his wisdom and following his lead. Dave?
Well, thank you, Scotty, so much. And thank you for the posting of those stories. I wasn't able to post too many today. Greatly, greatly appreciate you. Greatly appreciate everyone here on Tando Radio Show. So we're going to jump into today's show.
Before you do that, Dave, I just want to say, I'm sorry. Before you do that, we do have a caller on the board. Perhaps wants to chime in about one of the stories or share something. I can't see your phone number, but from the Atlanta area is what is showing up as on the board. If you unmuted yourself, go ahead with your question or comment for Dave.
Greetings. What's up to the family? How you doing, Brother Scotty?
Peace.
Brother Dave, this is Brother Rio.
Peace, Brother Rio. Dave, can you hear him?
What up, brother? Hey, yes, I got him. What's up, bro?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good. my apologies, brother. I'm not trying to derail the show or anything, but I tuned in a little late, and I was wondering if you got a chance to discuss one of the articles that was on the BTR community. Brother Tommy brought it to my attention about the hacking that went on with the Ethereum Bitcoin. I was just wondering if you were aware of that, or if you might have already talked about that, and I might have missed it. But I was just wondering.
No. Yeah, definitely. And you know, I saw something about it in passing this morning, and I didn't get to read. It was Ethereum that it was, correct? It was Ethereum, right?
Yes, sir. That's absolutely correct.
It was. I saw that, and I didn't get a chance to really jump into that. But I'm going to say this about, because today's show is going to be about the cryptocurrencies, is right on time. I would definitely say this: the cryptocurrency space is a evolving space for a reason. And one of the dangers of the cryptocurrency space is hacking. That's why for those of you that are in our overall Coins of Change program, and definitely I would suggest everybody will get to that, one of the things that I suggest that you do is you have an offline wallet. And what is a wallet? An offline wallet, just so you know, in cryptocurrency space, and why this is so significant, this is going to talk about for today's show. Should we be using our cryptocurrencies to help prepare us for future events? I say yes. And one of the reasons why we should is because the leverage that the cryptocurrency space is going to be giving is phenomenal. Okay, I remember when Bitcoin was $20. Is now, last I checked, I don't know where it is right now. It was above $7,000. It may have come down. I'm not quite sure. I'll check later on. But see, that leverage for any individuals that were able to play that correctly, they have changed their overall lives. And so one of the things that you have to look at is you have to look at the overall risk in the cryptocurrency space. Number one risk is that you didn't create it. You are using a platform that you have no control over. And so you have to take that in mind. One of the things that I never do is I never save in any form of currency. I leverage currency. I never save in it. Here's the reason why. Hacking is always going to be one of the major threats when it comes to the cryptocurrency space because it's vulnerable to hacking. Okay? Now, one of the things that I suggest that you could minimize some hacking by practicing some best practices that will put you in a position to where you're not as exposed to it, but that will not guarantee that you will lose or you will not be hacked. Ethereum will be hacked, Bitcoin will be hacked, everything will be hacked.
I have a follow-up question.
What'd you say?
I have a follow-up question as soon as you finish explaining that.
Yeah, sure will. So what I suggest that you do is that you never overextend yourself. One of the things that I do with my cryptos is that as I gain a profit with them, I immediately exchange them for something that's not hackable, a real money. So I take a certain percentage of the profits out, and I move it into a place that can't be I move it into real money. I move it into gold and silver. That's just what I do, and I suggest that you do that as well. Also, I try to store my cryptocurrencies in a place that is not as easily hackable. I actually use offline storages. Both some of the ones are known as cold storages, and some of them are just you take them offline. And what that means is that for those of you that are in our Coins of Change, I made the advisement to you all that, hey, download this specific wallet.
Well, and that was my
wallet
question,
was Exodus.io, and the reason being is because it's not online. I always try to move my cryptocurrencies from the exchanges to a position of protection as much as I possibly can. Now, what does this say going forward? It says a couple of things. You don't want to have your cryptos exposed. And the ones, tokens and coins are going to be vulnerable to that happening. So you want to try to secure them. There are ways that you can do it, but will that be foolproof? No. Let me tell you why it's not foolproof. I didn't create the blockchain, nor did you. The back doors that are in those are the access points, we don't know where they are. Now, does that mean, now what you have to do, you have to work off a blind faith that you think that, nah, nobody would ever do that. They just want this crypto to go up. Doubt it. Doubt that you can rely on that. So I would say that you should always protect yourself against that type of activity. It's to your best interest. it is actually a must for you. You have to really do that, because if you don't do that, you're going to subjugate yourself and your family to the overall market and to the threats of the market. And this is one of the things I think with cryptocurrencies, you're going to see small hacking going on throughout. But once the world jumps into it, and it's less than, I'm going to tell you, globally, it's less than, well, in just in the United States, is less than half of less than 1% that have even heard about the cryptocurrencies, let alone have a wallet that has actual cryptocurrencies in it. And a wallet is just like what it says. It's a wallet, like your wallet is a digital wallet where you can store your cryptos. This hacking stuff is a part of it, and is going to continue to grow. It's not going anywhere. It's going to be here, and it's going to stay here for a while. If you adjust to it, know it, have some practices to minimize that, you'll be fine. Or if you have the practice of taking out and transferring it into something else that's not hackable, you'll be even better.
Like gold and silver.
And that's one of the things that I want to, that's what I really want to talk to some of you about and help you with that. So, what was your take on it all? Let me know, because I didn't read the whole story.
Well, I have a question.
I mean, Mario, and I don't know, sorry about that, Rio. I meant to say, but Scotty also has a follow-up. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, while you on the topic of digital wallets, so yesterday I was going to ask you, but I didn't have an opportunity to, but I was looking at, I looked up, well, how much does it cost to set up a digital wallet? Because all this stuff is new to me, so I did some research on it and came across a couple of articles that was listing all the different digital wallets. And some of the articles said that some of the digital wallets are more secure than others, because I'm looking at setting up a digital cryptocurrency wallet for the Black Talk Media Project, so that people can donate, you know, to our nonprofit with cryptocurrency, and so that, you know, if someone wants to pay for some of our services with cryptocurrency. Yep. So I'm all new to this, man, so I'm going to really be relying on you to educate me. But what was that wallet you mentioned?
That's what we're going to do. That's what today's show is really all about. That wallet, Scotty, this is a free wallet. It's an anonymous wallet. You don't have to attach your name to it or anything else. That's Exodus, like in the Bible, That's Exodus.io.
Exodus.io. Exodus.io.
Yes.
Okay. Rio, did you have a follow-up?
I'm in the same boat with you, Brother Scotty. So, you know, we can all learn together, brother. So, you know, we got each other's back. But Brother Dave, what they were saying in the article pretty much was that it was a developer that they were trying to go in and they were trying to fix a bug, and a developer inadvertently triggered another bug that caused the money to be taken out of people's wallets, and it didn't go anywhere, but it's inaccessible. So I guess he did something to the blockchain, or, you know, some of the information got corrupted or something of that nature. So it wasn't, you know, the point that somebody came in and hacked it and, you know, ran off with the Bitcoins. But the money is there, but it's just inaccessible. So they said the solution they were going to try to do was have a hard fork so all the people would get their money back. But the reason it caught my attention was it seems to me like, you know, it's another Gagelian dilemma, where, you know, they implement a problem for the purpose of, you know, people losing temporary confidence of it, which, you know, you were saying that the price could, you know, probably will drop back down. And then once they fix the problem, you know, they're gonna jump it right back up, and they're going to say, yep, see, we fixed the problem. It's more secure now, but it's going to cost you more now. So, you know, I just see it as a way that, a way that they can use to manipulate, you know, their own agenda as to the price of the Bitcoin. But you know, I'm still a rookie, so I just wanted to get your, you know, your perspective on it.
Yeah, you know, Rio, what's there, if you listen to Rio, everyone was saying, was that the one developer had triggered a bug inadvertently, but see, that bug was already lying there, right?
Right.
And that's just what they say. He said, they said that he triggered a bug, but we don't know what really happened. That bug was there because it was what? A dormant bug to be used at any... So it was a weak point. It was really a weak point and purposely put there as a weak point. And as Brother Rio said, is that it wasn't that the money, the currency, the cryptocurrency was stolen, but it was inaccessible. See, the blockchain and cryptocurrency has this. When you make a mistake, it's gone forever, right? Where does it go? It goes somewhere. It's being harvested. That's why they want a mistake to be made. So that you'll make a mistake and then there's what? It goes somewhere. And what is it doing? It's really what they're really doing is they planted the seed in everyone's mind that if you make a mistake, it's gone. When in actually, that's the trap. That's the trap. And so why is it? Let's just say, why is that mistake there? Because it's profitable to someone. Who is it profitable to? The ones that created the platform. The ones that created that platform. That bug was there all, and he triggered it. Now, we're taking in them at face value that, oh, he didn't know what he was doing. He just, oh, shoot, you're right. Highly, highly doubt it. And once those funds are once those cryptos are inaccessible, it just might as well be stolen. Because guess what? By the time you get it back, if you ever get it back, you know, you really have to be careful when it comes to the cryptos. Now, does that mean I think you shouldn't involve yourself in it? That's up to you. I still do it because of the leverage that's gained. That's absolutely gained. I never try to leave my cryptos in one spot. And I also have a limit to where I transfer them into real currency. Now, this is what today's show is going to be all about. And I would love for you to give us a call if you have any questions or comments. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, let the commercial break run just a little bit longer. We're greatly appreciated. We're going to be talking about the cryptocurrencies going forward in life. My man, Rio, hang on also because you may have some insight you want to jump into it. We're greatly appreciated. Listen, everyone, you listen to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
I would like to invite you to join Every.Black, the premier digital marketplace and directory for Black businesses and entrepreneurs. Membership benefits include representation on 12 websites, 12 Facebook pages, and 12 Twitter accounts. Your company will also be featured in the monthly e-letter. Sign up today by typing in Every.Black. Use the discount promotional code SISI. For more information, call 253-343-7284. When it comes to promoting your business, remember Every.Black.
In 2008, the Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We're going to be talking about cryptocurrency. Should it be a part of our overall development for future events to come? I say yes, and there I'm going to give some of the reasons why. So, and hacking is one of the things, and I'm glad Brother Rio had brought that up about with that event. Now, there's some other major events today. The CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, announced that Bitcoin will be traded before on the CME as a commodity before the beginning of the year or soon after. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? That's an opportunity. That's telling you that Bitcoin's overall value is going to continue to shoot up, and it's going to be completely manipulated. That's why it's going to the CME, because that platform is manipulated. Here's what that and the importance of that is going to be. Then I'm going to talk to specifically what Scotty talked about, the wallets and everything else, and just to give some insight on that and how you should be leveraging that, as well as give you some opportunities for you to acquire Bitcoin that's necessary, okay, that you can use. All right, so here's what we got. Today, the CME announced that Bitcoin will be traded. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange said that they're going to be trading Bitcoin. That is phenomenal. That means that Bitcoin will be coming out of its first phase of economic or first phase of market sale, because even though it's at $7,000 and above, it's still in the first phase of its overall climb. And it's going to, in my opinion, reach over $16,000, $17,000, $20,000 or $25,000. And once it reaches there, it will be coming out of phase one and going into phase two. Here's the significance of that. Because it will be on the CME, it is going to reach more people, and larger hedge funds will be engaging in it than which are engaging in it now. And it will be more accessible, or it will be have more exposure to everyone. So what is that going to do to the overall value and the price of it? Excuse me, the price and value of it is going to shoot it up. Why is Bitcoin definitely going to shoot up? Because it was created by the bankers that created cash. It was created by the bankers that created credit cards. It was created by the bankers that created your bank account. They want it to succeed. By it succeeding, it fulfills a purpose of ensuring that people will always pay their taxes. And so, what does that mean? Why is that so important? That's important because of this. It allows you to acquire something that is going to gain more value in the future while you still can get it right now. Yes, Bitcoin is extremely expensive. Most people can't engage in Bitcoin. This is why coins of change is so important, Because for $50 worth of Bitcoin, you can get into the cryptocurrency space and they pay you in Bitcoin. You can either do it $50 or you can, and you can upgrade to a tenth of a Bitcoin and get paid on both of the matrix. Here's why that is so important. Bitcoin is not going to stay at $7,000. It is going to reach heights that have never really been reached before because the system wants it to do that. There is a new industrial age that's being changed. We are going from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy, but the asset-based economy will also have a segment of the cryptocurrency space so that the bankers and the institutions that are the private owners of the bankers will always have a position of advantage. So they're going to allow for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency space, they're going to allow for those things to skyrocket. So what does that mean? It's going to be very difficult. If you thought it was difficult now to get cryptocurrencies because of the overall prices, particularly Bitcoin, there are some other cheaper ones, but they're going to be going up as well. In the future, Bitcoin will be hovering around somewhere around $100,000 or even more for one. So what is that? Why is that important? Why is that significant? Because what the system did is that they allow for Bitcoin to be broken up into millions and millions of pieces and sold in pieces. So what they're basically doing is that they've taken a brick and they crushed it into crumbs, and they'll be able to sell those crumbs. And that's where people will be able to buy the overall crypto. So what does that mean for you? That means that the opportunity for you to position yourself before that happens is great. Coins of Change is a great, great way to do it because it's crowdfunding with Bitcoin as payment. As contribution. And the rest of the world is going to be running into programs like Coins of Change because they won't be able to afford to buy a tenth of a Bitcoin. Only the elite will be able to buy a tenth of a Bitcoin. And by buying a tenth of a Bitcoin or $50 worth of a Bitcoin, now $50 worth of a Bitcoin means that you control more of a Bitcoin at $7,000 than which you were controlled at $70,000. So what happens is that you want to get into these like type crowdfunding campaigns because they're the way where the everyday person can do what the governments, the institutions, the churches have been doing for years to become extremely wealthy. Think about it. You go to church. They pass the offering plate around. You give your contribution, your donation, and it goes to them. This works this way. Facebook is crowdfunding. You make your contribution, they benefit from it. In this format, you make your contribution, and 90% of the contributions are paid back to everyone that's members. And the overall Bitcoin momentum from that, just imagine if you just make one Bitcoin out of this whole thing with the contribution to the Coins for Change, and then Bitcoin goes to $70,000, and this is all going to happen relatively soon. It's going to happen relatively soon because the system wants that, and this is what I see. The system won't bring in any ground-shaking, momentum-stopping, or now we got you, spring the trap until more and more people are in it. They're going to wait until the whole world is on it before, now we got you, now you can't leave. That will be the time where you should be doing what? Coming out of it and going into other things that you'll be able to control because you use the overall gains from that to pay yourself first in real money. Now you will be able to sit outside of the overall adverse sides of the economic paradigm. you will be sheltered and protected because from it, because you'll have sovereignty. The economy has to listen to you because you control resources. You control resources. That is the opportunity. Now, how would you do it? You have to set up. I would say everyone should engage in understanding what these wallets are. You need to find out the fundamental things and find out different wallets that can serve your purpose. Some wallets are better than others. A wallet is basically this. Just like your wallet, for ladies, your purse and your wallet, and just for gentlemen, remember the old days when we used to carry wallets all over the place? Don't know how many people still do that, but a wallet is still a wallet. Here's what happens. It's a digital wallet where it stores or holds your cryptocurrency, a particular cryptocurrency, and you can access it for a medium of exchange where you exchange it for something else that another party will accept from you, and you have it and you store it there. That is wholly up to you. Okay? I would definitely say that you want to have wallets that aren't exposed to hackers on the internet. Some of the exchanges, they have great anti-hacking software, but they're not immune to it because they may even be the ones that's hacking their own sites and say, oh, we've been hit by a hacker. You never place all of your cryptocurrencies in one spot. You diversify them. You put them in different places. Now, some of the downsides of the cryptocurrencies is that they haven't been through one economic crisis. Haven't been through one. But I know what has been through all of the economic crises, that's been the precious metals. And they always shine. Never forget that. I think that the cryptocurrencies will do well in the next economic crisis because these are the initial ones. But in the future, I don't know. Because there's not enough people in the cryptocurrency space right now. They're trying to attract as many people as they possibly can. So since you know that, here's the play that I would suggest that you do. You get in, you use it for something other than what the system wants you to do. They want you to save in it. They want to make all these crypto millionaires and billionaires, and their whole portfolio is attached to crypto. Why would anybody, if the fish are biting at this one honey hole, why would I leave? And then boom, they got everybody. And I think that how they're going to get everybody is they want everybody on that system and stay on that system because you won't. It is not as easy for you it's easier to tax you and to tax you at any changing rate. Because of war and everything else, the rate of taxation is going to change. Very, very critical. Very, very critical. So, in the future, I see that crowdfunding and Coins of Change is probably going to be one of the few companies. Well, it's going to be a place where a lot of people will be running to get into the crypto space because it's what they can afford. But they're going to be coming in at overall price points that are much smaller than the ones that are out now. I like to put it this way. Coins of Change is Bitcoin, the overall accumulation of Bitcoin when it first started. And because of that, it's going to be the overall price of Bitcoin is going to be so high, those that got in two Coins of Change at a very early and understood the overall dynamics of it, of crowdfunding, that's being, the contributions are being dispersed in cryptocurrency, the power of that is going to be amazing. Because Bitcoin is going to go up so much, people won't be able to buy it at the rate they're able to even acquire fractions of it now. Those fractions of what they're going to be able to acquire is going to be so much more. But you will be paid in Bitcoin
before it goes there. That is powerful. That is an opportunity. So, in the future, how I would play it, you would accumulate Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, take the gain from that, never save in it, never sit on it, move it into assets, and those assets is what you should be actually saving in. We have an economic crisis by way of war or by way of debt default. Either one, you don't care what they decide to do. You've already seen it coming, and you prepared yourself accordingly for it. And what did you prepare yourself accordingly for? With resources. Then you'll be able to, with those resources, you'll be able to re-enter the market where you can be a facilitator of opportunity for whomever you want to. Where do you see a need? You can provide that need there because you'll have the financial wherewithal from the controlling of assets. And it doesn't really matter where the cryptocurrencies go after there, because you control assets that will always, always be in demand in the controlling factor, because it's not a currency. Currencies are something that's recognized as by man as a medium of exchange in debt. Money is universally recognized for its intrinsic importance as a meaning of prosperity and sustainability. Big, huge difference. The leverage is completely different. That's why leveraging is so important. In these initial stages, I would definitely, definitely say, seize on the opportunities. Like when Bitcoin first came out, is it over $7,000 right now? How many of us would go back 9 years ago when it was 1 cent and say, you know what, from what I know about it, where it's going, I'm not going to invest in that. I'm not going to get into that. When you could get into it for as little as $50. And I would definitely say for those of you that are in coins of change, you know, different people, I'm going to put Black Talk Radio Network in coins of change. I'm going to sponsor Black Talk Radio Network. And, you know, either however Scotty wants, you know, however he wants to be recognized as him as a person or as the network itself. I'm going to put BTR Community in. I mean, Black Talk Radio Networking, or Scotty in. Why? Because Scotty has a radio platform, a communication platform that has to be supported by us. Has to be supported by us. We have to go forward with this. And what better way to do it? By being independent. In staying independent. That's so, so important. And I see, because Bitcoin is going to be recognized by the CME, the handwriting is on the wall as to where it was going and who created it. The bankers created it for it to do exactly what it's doing right now. It is causing global, it is causing where there's global attention to it. And that attention to it is being built up. And it's being built up in a way that they want people to do what? Develop a faddish culture behind it and have confidence in it. And believe in it.
and they're doing a great job at that. All you have to do is give them an opportunity for those that have been excluded to now bring them in at a control measure of you bringing them in, and guess what happens? It's the best thing since sliced bread. It's a pretty good operation. It's a pretty good plan. The reason why it's a pretty good plan, because it's been practiced before in the past. We just haven't looked in the past to see it. Bitcoin is nothing new. It's been around for a very long time. And you all have been participating in crowdfunding and in cryptocurrencies since you were born. They just didn't tell you that it was. But the truth shows you nothing new here. Nothing new at all. It's some of the same tactics of control in the future. Here's the bad part. Because the cryptocurrencies is going to be going so high, it's going to exclude people from being able to change their economic direction in the future, because they won't have access, because they won't be able to afford the overall access like they do. It's actually a system that locks people out even further. This is why we have to see this for what it is and take the next necessary precautions and take the necessary steps to protect ourselves individually, protect our families, and protect our community. Don't wait until the system will require that you have a wallet. Get one before, fund it before, and leverage it forever. Do not allow, because what I'm seeing is that there's an opportunity right now to redeem prosperity that has been lost in the past. And I'm not talking about prosperity of cash riches. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about prosperity of sovereignty, choice, direction, determination. And above and beyond, the ability to create prosperity for those that you have yet not named. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, Scotty, if you would run the commercial break just a little bit longer, 1 minute longer or so, I would greatly appreciate it. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
People are thinking in terms of, well, they want to brag about being black, which means that they are implying that there's something incorrect about being white, even though these are the creations of the Creator. See, and then so everybody gets into this black pride thing or white pride thing, and people immediately start taking sides. It's not about taking sides based on black and white. It's about taking sides based on justice and non-justice. Well, that's what you're really aiming for. Being black doesn't mean anything if you don't believe in justice. And being white doesn't mean anything if you don't believe in justice, except you mean in you believe in non-justice. And that doesn't make any difference what shade you are, or how tall you are, or who your cousin was, or anything like that, or what so-called nationality you have. Like a lot of people say that they take pride in being an Englishman, or take pride in being a Frenchman, or take pride in being Afrocentric. Well, you're not supposed to be proud of any of those things if you don't believe in justice, because these words mean nothing. No nationality means anything. And waving a flag, if you don't believe in not mistreating people, you got to believe in not mistreating people, and you got to believe in helping people that need help the most. Otherwise, you don't even have any business breathing.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, we'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely will bring you up. Oh, well, I won't be able to see you in queue, just say, excuse me, and then we'll take it from there. But definitely would love to hear from you all about this. So give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit star, we'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Okay, so let's, wanted to pick up on today's show and continue in it. And once again, thank you all for being you and being a part of the show. So very, very important. So what I want to do now is just want to continue the show. One second. And one thing I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to end the show just a little bit early today because I'm doing some running around, some traveling. So I think we're have a great opportunity to position ourselves and to develop what's important to us individually and collectively. And these opportunities are some opportunities at some different times when you leverage them correctly is few and far between. And I say that for this reason. For those of you that have ever taken our precious metals class, you know that whenever the system creates a form of manipulation, it also creates an out for those that are keen enough to know that the whole thing is rigged and can see how it's being rigged and to protect themselves accordingly. And that's what I want us all to be able to engage in, because it's just that darn important. It really is significant, because then now you work from a different leverage and opportunity. And that's what I definitely want to bring about and share with you all. So one of the things that that we're engaging in is the Coins for Change, and how this works is that you can become a member, and then donations will come to you. I give conference calls on it, and I'll be having another one this weekend, and we'll give that information on Friday, Financial Friday tomorrow. How it works is that you can make a one-time contribution for as little as $50 worth of Bitcoin and actually earn out at its top levels, and the overall payout is really, 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 really sick. Over a million, it pays out over $1 million in Bitcoin. Now, it's in the very beginning stages, so it's just starting. It's not even open up to the general population, and once it does, because of the overall price of Bitcoin, many people will see that as an alternative to be able to accumulate, and it would be a smart thing to accumulate the overall to accumulate Bitcoin at price points that are phenomenal. And what I mean by that is that by using this crowdfunding program and leverage, you'll be gaining Bitcoin. You'll have Bitcoin and pay below market price for it. But you'll be able to redeem it for full market value. I gave an example. It's like buying a, let's say you buy a jet. And you buy a jet for $100. But you get to sell that jet and redeem that jet for its market value of $5 million. Or, you know, that's an extreme, but it's pretty much similar to that. And that is leverage that is unspeakable. Because it's able to, you're able to do that because if you look at the overall wealth of the government, sovereign wealth fund, you look at institutions or corporations, you look at the religious institutions, look at all of the great wealth that they were able to amass. Why? Because they knew from a very early on, the key to doing that is to do what? Crowdfund. To have the crowd pay for their, is where you pay for their standard of living, your quality of life, you provide for their quality of life. So it's a proven platform to work. And you've seen that, excuse me, y'all, I'm driving. You've seen that. Everyone has seen that in their lives. You're not new to it at all. But you haven't, may not have engaged in it to where it's benefited you directly. That is what I would like to change, and that's one of the things I would like to see, that something different, and this platform actually does that. And so by your membership, you can become a member for as little as $50. Of worth of Bitcoin, then what happens is that you could, the members that you bring in underneath you will pay also, and then 90% of that goes right back to all of the members, and that's where you start to share the overall collections of the contributions. Now, this company is only 3 weeks old, and in the future, is going to make itself available to everyone else. And I actually sat with some of the principals today, and what they're going to be doing is they're going to actually making their own token, and it's just a phenomenal opportunity. And I would like for you all to be involved in it. And if you like more information, call me directly, because I want to move to another part of the show. Call me directly. Or text me directly, 951-790-8330, 951-790-8330, or email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, okay? And we will, I'll talk to you about it and get you all squared away with it. So these opportunities, the leverage in this is so, so great. So now, what I want to do before we get out of here, I'm going to, if we don't have any callers, I want to take it to probably about 10 minutes more. That's about the time we end. Okay. So one of the things that I think is very, very critical is that positioning ourselves and being able to read the signs of what's happening, because one of the things is that the system will always let you know what it's doing and where it's heading. One of the reasons is because it has to. Two, because in order for it to gain what it needs, it actually has to disclose what it's doing in order for it to happen. It's telling you that they're going to displace the overall physical cash dollar by having a cashless society. And also, in order to do that, in order to do that, one of the things you have to do is not only take it out of circulation, you have to kill the value of it. I hope you caught what I just said. You have to kill the value of it. You have to make it to where no one wants to deal with it anymore. And in the cryptocurrency space, people deal with a tenth of a Bitcoin, a twentieth of a Bitcoin. They don't deal with a dollar denominated amount because that's intentional by the system, because they want to kill the value of that. And by killing the value of that, by your own free will, people will say, no, I don't want that. I'd rather, you know, get something else. Why would I want dollars when I can pay? Don't pay me in dollars. Pay me in Bitcoin. That's what I've been hearing within the cryptocurrency space. They don't even want to engage in the dollar. That's the system working, and they're going to continue to perpetuate that overall mentality and that methodology, because the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. And I would just want us to be on the side that is able to gain from the opportunities that's going to arise from that. And we can. And Dave, you definitely can.
You have
and change a lot of directions. Yes, Scotty, you got a caller?
Yes, Brother Jerry.
Greetings. How y'all doing tonight?
Best.
What's up, Jerry?
Doing pretty good. Before you get off real quick, I was talking to some people about this, and I was wanting your input, what you think. With the dollar being eased out, what would be the value of the Bitcoin, and how would that correlate with the value of the precious metals? And that's all I got for you. Thanks for taking my call.
Great question, Jerry. Well, I say this, is that the precious metals always, and the system never tries to, the system can't take that out of its overall foundation of the economy, because it's true. One of the things is that the system can never take out the truth, it has to disguise it. And so the value of the precious metals will always be relative, because the overall cryptocurrency won't work without silver. I'm going to say that again. Cryptocurrencies can't work without silver. No silver, no cryptocurrency market. Impossible to have. Why? Because technology is dependent upon silver. And it's dependent upon silver in order to what? Make its transactions and have a fluctuating existence. And especially at the speeds and at the frequencies and the durations that the economy needs to work on, can't do it. No economy can function without the control of resources and assets. They don't tell you that, but that is the truth. So the overall precious metals will continue. I firmly, and I've always kind of thought, but I never really talked about it, that the cryptocurrency, once the cryptocurrency world fully explodes, then that's when the overall precious metals, physical precious metals, will explode. Here's why. A lot of people within the cryptocurrency space are very keen to what's going on, and what they're going to do, they're using that cryptocurrency to actually build up their currency to leverage it into real money. They're going to be running into silver and gold by the droves, and the system won't mind, because there's a limited amount of silver and gold that can go around. This is why the banks are hoarding astronomical amount of silver. They just don't tell you. So, great question, Jerry. So, not quite sure. So what I want to do is I'll probably next week I'll do a show just on how to set up wallets, how to get all of that stuff arranged, some of the ones you want to look at, and how to facilitate and just have some of that, because we need to prepare for this overall economic switch, because it's so, we have got to do it. And if we do it and we do it right and we do it early enough, the earlier we do it, the more leverage we have. Just imagine doing this when Bitcoin was at $20. The leverage that you have right now has developed generational wealth where you can transfer that into, excuse me, it would have allowed you to have a large amount of currency that you can transfer as leverage into generational wealth. So, very, very important. Listen, everyone, we're going to get out of here a little bit early. Just want to thank you all for listening. And it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Braggs, if you're on, if you would chime us out, greatly, greatly appreciate you all. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.